Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The season's in full swing, but the action is still unfolding, so you need to head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. There are so many storylines across both pro and college sports. This is the time to check out all that DraftKings has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's actions, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in just a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, let's get to it. A little bit of news this week heading into the Maryland game. I'm going to start with you, Bob. How in the world does James Franklin react to this 0-2 start and get his team ready for Maryland on Saturday?
Well, I mean... if there was one team in the Big Ten that Penn State could get right against, you just got to look at the last 4 years. It's Maryland. They have more than had this team's number, and I know that Maryland is coming off a kind of an incredible rally at home against Minnesota, where Minnesota blew a 17-point fourth quarter lead, but Minnesota. Whatever went right for Minnesota in 2019, it's gone all wrong this year. Their defense is just atrocious. I was more interested in what Maryland did in week one when they got beat, I think, 43-3 by Northwestern. This game could not come at a better time for Penn State. They are in desperate need of a confidence builder. I think they're going to get it. We can talk about it more, but I think that this is a good team for Penn State to play. Ohio State clearly showed their class and was much the best in week two. And guys, I know I'm probably beating a dead horse, Andy, but you know, this season looks a lot different if they don't spit the bit against Indiana. It just does. I even thought there was a little bit of a hangover there at the start of the Ohio State game with the way that Ohio State jumped on them. I'm not sure they were truly recovered from what happened in Bloomington at the start of the Ohio State game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, that spit the bit's a good term. When you have to choke on that big of a sort of, you know, we drop the ball and open the door pill, that's hard to get back. And then you know, Ohio State is the wrong team to play when you've got that coming, right? Like, if you could flip the script and say, all right, you play Maryland, then Ohio State. Like, they needed help in that game to get that sort of behind them, right? They needed to get back on the field and get it behind them. And, yeah, Ohio State's the absolutely worst and wrong team in the Big Ten to try and do that against, because they just absolutely punished them for being, you know, overall as a team, mentally, physically, they were a step slow. They were sluggish. They were still trying to, you know, shake off that awful, awful spit the bit, as you said, ending at Indiana that cost them. So you could tell that the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and overtime, they hadn't unpacked it when they stepped on the field and the ball kicked off against Ohio State, and Ohio State being, you know, very good and merciless, just absolutely stepped all over them. And that was hard to get rid of.
Well, here's my concern with that, guys, is after they lost to Indiana, awful, disappointing loss. We all get that. But the fact is, after that loss to Indiana, going into the Ohio State game, you had every reason in the world to still have the incentive to play this game. The message from the coach should be easy. Everything we wanted for this season is still in front of us. We beat Ohio State. We're in position to win our division, play for the Big Ten championship, and possibly go to the college football playoffs. In fact, if the Indiana game is your only loss,
right,
you're pretty much guaranteed to go to the playoffs. So the incentive to play that game should have been there. There should not have been a hangover. My concern is this coming week, now that you're 0-2, you know, there is no Big Ten championship. There is no college football playoff for this team. No matter how they finish, it's not going to be up to the standard of what they were hoping for. So that's my concern going into this Maryland game, and I want to see how they come out for this game. Are they prepared to play? Now, as far as news going into the game, I think that there's one, Bob, there was one big change in the depth chart, and that's Keandre Lambert-Smith is now listed as number one. So it seems like, no doubt, they were ready to turn the page at wide receiver and get those two freshmen playing.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Honestly, I still don't really understand what James was trying to say Tuesday about Cam Sullivan Brown's availability, whether it was some kind of a nagging issue, but he didn't exactly clear it up because he doesn't like to talk about, you know, injuries or and stuff like that. But look, 0-2 start, Jimmy, you said it. Their big goals really are kind of out the window. If indeed they really like their two true freshman receivers, and I have every reason to believe that Parker Washington's going to be a good player, and Keandre Lambert-Smith is a guy that you know, needs to be more involved. James talked about the fact that he cares too much. He needs to kind of move on play to play, and that goes with being young. Look, the offense and the passing game, you know, they might start three wide receivers, but really, you know, historically, that third receiver hasn't done much at Penn State in this spread. It's going to be moving forward. It's going to be about getting the ball anywhere in the vicinity of Jahan Dotson. You saw that against Ohio State. He made his best catches were probably contested catches. Getting the ball at times to Pat Freiermuth. And I think they really like what Parker Washington can do underneath. I think he'll only get better. But in the meantime, let's give the guy we like some confidence. Let's get him some reps with the first team. Hopefully he can make a play or two because, you know, they tried Daniel George. I'm not sure how viable Cam Sullivan Brown was anyway, had he been ready to go. He hadn't done it before this year. So why not go to the young guys? It's time to turn the page, and it's time to try and focus on getting this team to be the best version of itself on offense during the final six regular season games. I totally think it's the right decision, and I'm anxious to see if they can get anything out of this freshman in the next couple of weeks.
Andy, speaking of freshmen, you and I were talking off the air about this Penn State running game or lack thereof. One of the things to take note of in the Ohio State game is we saw Devin Ford at running back. I know the couple freshmen came in for a few snaps but got zero carries. Do you expect that to continue, or are we going to see the freshmen at that position also?
Well, you can expect it to, you can expect it not to continue based on the opponent because, and we'll talk about it in quarter four, Maryland is just, they're just terrible. Their run defense is just like tragically awful. So there will be more opportunity. But, you know, when you're talking about the running backs and you're talking about Devin Ford, and, you know, 2 weeks ago, you were, the black hole on this offense was a wide receiver position, Bob. And now you're looking at the two true freshmen have been fine, right? Bob, you think you would agree. Like, what you would put as an expectation for true freshmen,
right,
they've done what they're supposed to do. Jahan Dotson is blooming into a role because he has to be the number one wide receiver. Yeah, he's fine. And it's crazy. You look at it, nine quarters, because you count the overtimes. But in two games, what was perceived as a strength of this offense is now clearly a weakness. The running back position is clearly a weakness. And if you don't think it is without Journey Brown and Noah Kane, just look at how many times Sean Clifford's carrying the football. That's all you need to know. And the actual wide receiver position led by Jahan and these two young bucks is starting to become something of a viable and potentially strength of this offense. So that's just a crazy, crazy flip in just two short weeks.
Bob, I wanted to ask you, with the running game, how much of it is the running backs themselves? Mm-hmm. How much of it is this read option that they're running? There were plays where you can't put it on the offensive line. You can't put it on the running back.
Yeah.
When the defensive end is meeting the quarterback and the running back at the merge point.
It's a good point for sure. I was one of the biggest believers in this offensive line. And one of the reasons why is because they played, I thought, pretty well down the stretch of last year. It's largely the same offensive line with another year of seasoning and another year of conditioning. Even in the second half of the Ohio State game last year, I thought they played well with Levis in the game and Journey Brown, but it was not the case against Ohio State in week two. They were really, I thought, handled at the line of scrimmage. It showed up in the run game. I'm concerned about the amount of punishment that Sean Clifford is taking. He cannot sustain this. He couldn't sustain it last year. And the other issue, guys, is I don't know. Maybe they'll get easier with Ohio State off the schedule, but they still got to play Michigan and some other teams. I just don't know how effective Devin Ford can be inside, and they have to develop a running back, and maybe it's the freshman, Kevon Lee. They need somebody they can count on to consistently get 3 or 4 yards, on a play to kind of keep the offense, you know, in sync and maybe – you know, not out of rhythm, and they don't have that right now. I just think Devin Ford is better, maybe as a complimentary back at this point, and he's better on certain plays. But I don't know how many tough yards he can get inside. I don't know that he's physically built to do that.
You're right. I don't see that either, Bob. With him running between the tackles, he seems to be a back that you want to get him out in the open field somehow. They failed to do that with Ricky Slade, so I'm not sure if we're going to see them do that with Devin Ford. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Next, we get Ross Tucker in for Tucker's Tape.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.